Blog Talk Radio.
Discover that new dimensions of existence will become available
that you have never before imagined. And in the weeks to come, as you continue to perfect your own meditation, you will strengthen your connection to these nourishing states and find them weaving themselves into the very fabric of your daily life. On side one, you will learn techniques that will open channels for you to experience the deepest and most profound parts of yourself. On side two, you will have an opportunity to combine these techniques with your own inner needs to create a personal meditation which is uniquely your own. The sound frequencies on this program send waves of vibrational energy through your brain that encourage very deep meditative states. So take care that you will not be disturbed and put on your headphones.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like for you to put on your headphones. Put on your headphones so that you can get into a meditative state by taking deep breaths, sitting in a quiet position where you're comfortable, and zoning in with your hands open as if you're ready to receive, clasping your middle finger with your thumb finger, creating a circular motion so that the circular energies can flow right in your hand. This segment is going to help you to understand that in the subconscious mind is where you work out your problems and find solutions. I'd like to give you a little introduction and tell you a little bit how I came to know meditation and what it did for me when I needed to get in touch with my mind, body, soul, and spirit. As you know, we're on a journey of trying to rehabilitate ourselves, and I'm speaking to those people who are not only divorcees, but those people who might be going through something. But this segment has been created specifically for our divorcees out there. We've hollowed out the space and time for the whole month of September to talk to our divorcees so that they can debrief themselves of the problems that they may have been going through or the cumbersome problems of a divorce. Now, meditation for me saved my life. Say that with me. Meditation for Omi saved her life. When I went through something several years ago, which wasn't a divorce, but I discovered that meditation could help me get in touch with my inner self. I discovered that if I got up early in the morning and attended to just sitting still, thinking on nothing but meditating through solar spectrums of my listening to music. There are several different types of music that you can listen to, and now technology has created a binary system where there are tones that could reach your inner being that could affect your delta sleep and affect all your levels of sleep, so that you can receive a deep, deep relaxation. So when you come up out of the meditation, you feel as if you were Rip Van Winkle, who finally made it to sleep and slept for years and years. You feel so relaxed and recuperated. For those of you who work around the clock like I do and who need those cat naps, meditation is ideal because you can use it at any apropos time, putting your feet up and elevating your feet and lowering your head and allowing yourself to go into a state of mind of the subconscious mind. Now, that's what I want to talk to you about today. In your subconscious mind are the solutions to all your problems. Say that with me. In my subconscious mind, there lies my solution to all my problems. And here's my case in point. I did not write poetry prior to meditating. Upon starting to meditate with the Tree of Life materials, and I don't just aspire to anyone's meditation recordings, there are only certain people that I use, and Tone Meditation was one of them, so I highly recommend the Tone Meditation Tree of Life. When I started to use Kelly Howell's material, I had a wide awakening of my right side of my brain, and the energies were flowing with my creative side coming awake. I begin to write poetry while up under a trance, and I've written 2 poetry books and many outstanding award anthology selections that were chosen from that. And I care not to say that it was all my discovery. It had come from my subconscious mind. And in writing some of the poetry on topics that I had no known knowledge of, it had to have come from my higher self. So the reason why I'm recommending meditation to you, I want you to get in touch with your higher self. These are the keys that help relinquish your higher self. So take these keys and you can unlock all the doors, the hidden doors to your internal talents. In your right side lies all your creative side. When you go into meditation, go into it with the understanding that you are about to create like an artist with a paintbrush on a canvas. Because once you allow yourself to drip into the delta state, you go into a subconscious mind where you're neither awake nor asleep. You are subconsciously underwater, and the mind is subconsciously underwater. Believe it or not, your conscious mind can only deal with one thing at a time. It becomes overloaded, but it must remember to pass it on to the subconscious mind so that the subconscious mind can decipher it, figure it out, make the corrections, and then give it back to the conscious mind. So we're dealing in the subconscious mind today. That's right. I want you to get in touch with your higher self. And as you get in touch with your higher self, those moralistic things that you cannot clear up on the surface, they can be corrected in the subconscious mind. Now, I want to take a station identification just to give you a little tidbit more of our meditation. So sit back and dream and meditate while we go into a state.
You are seated comfortably with your spine straight. This allows your natural channels of energy to open and flow freely. Close your eyes and begin to breathe deeply and slowly. As you breathe and relax, you might experience that wonderful sense of homecoming that you have at the end of a long day when you sit for a moment alone and relax, bathed in the warm red-orange hues of the setting sun. A moment when you feel uniquely yourself. And as you relax and breathe into that sense of homecoming, you might remember a time in your life or in a dream when you felt a sense of relief as you stepped into a beautiful, secluded place in nature. With that same feeling, imagine that you are at the base of a wooded mountain. As you walk, you feel the incline of your path as it begins to ascend. The air against your face is faintly moist, and you are deeply refreshed by the green shadows around you. You hear the song of birds high in the branches overhead, and feel the breeze as it rustles through the leaves. Breathe. And relax. Even.
Now breathe with me. Taking in deep breaths. Breathing in and out. Breathing out the oxygen of carbon dioxide. Inhaling in the fresh fragrance of the oxygen. The very thing that you're looking for is in the breath of life. This is a month of yogurt, and we want to bring you the breath of yogurt life as we breathe in and out. You can find your solutions to your hidden problems, ladies and gentlemen, through the breath of life. It is available to you and waiting for you, but you cannot find it in the troublesome, cumbersome, day-to-day, drooling, hectic day. You need to take yourself out of the elements and set yourself aside for a minute of meditation. It is healthy for you. It will allow you to debrief of all of those hidden, unknown problems that you could not reach in your conscious mind, but you can reach them in your subconscious mind. Therein lies in your subconscious mind where you are in fluid. You are deep into fluid, and the water is where you find solutions with the mind underwater. Now, this is mind over matter. You have to be able to release yourself and surrender when you are meditating. Being able to have a troubled mind where it's busy and it won't settle down, it will cause you not to go into a delta state. Allow your mind to settle down. Just tell it to settle down and to be still. That's why you've heard the term peace, be still. Let's be still in our spirit so that we can tap into that very thing that will be our friend, and that is a subconscious mind. Now, I brought this topic on because I wanted to start us off with debriefing first. We have a series of topics and workshops and universities and institutes that we're going to bring you, and the first one is on dealing with yourself. I don't care how many times you said that you have overcome your divorce and now you're set and ready to go forward, don't jump into another relationship until you properly debriefed. Don't get involved with another serious long-term relationship until you've had some time to debrief. And don't tell me it was your significant other's fault and everything fell on his shoulder or her shoulder. We all have to take the blame for at least 50% of what goes wrong in relationships. Because if we don't do anything but sit still and get quiet, the other person can't argue if he doesn't have an audience. But it's very vital that we should understand that this is a time in the Aquarius age that we're getting in touch with ourselves. You can't very well start a relationship until you know what it is you want. Why do you think Omi was sending out SOS signs for people to help her find out what it was that she wants? Because sometimes we're not even in touch with ourselves. We don't even know what it is we want. And we look over our faults and we act as if we're perfect and we never judge ourselves correctly. Then sometimes we're too hard on ourselves and overjudging ourselves to the point where we go into a shell and we never come out. Well, I'm bringing you a solution to start working on your higher self. Say it with me. I'm working on my higher self to dissolve those little idiosyncrasies that make me want to scream. Why can't I change on my own, you might say? Why can't I do it alone? Well, this room we talk about having a tribal environment. We are becoming tribal so that we can help one another. No man is an island. So therefore, as we go through our separations and our divorces and go in and out of the courtroom and we become so frustrated and so distorted, we have to find a way to balance ourselves again. And you can do that, ladies and gentlemen. You can get back in touch with your higher self on a day-to-day basis as you take a journey through meditation. With this being Yoga Month, yoga now is connected to the breath of life. They've now discovered that mental ill patients can do a real debriefing of remembering to breathe and exhaling and inhaling and exhaling and inhaling to the point where their spirit comes back in to their vocal cords and into their spinal cords, and they become relieved of the anxiety. Why do I say anxiety? Because the majority of us are suffering from anxiety and frustration and post-traumatic stress. We have forgotten to breathe. And breath is something very important, because that's what the Creator gave us, was a bit of His breath. So remember to breathe with it. It's available to you, but you have to settle down long enough to catch your breath to breathe. The breath of life is what connects you back to your higher self. Those of you who say you know Jesus, then you ought to be able to get into this. This is the breath of life that was bestowed to you when you were carved and created. This is what the Creator gave you. Now, someone else may have sculpted you, but the Creator gave you His breath. You must remember to breathe with it. It is the essential thing that will save you from having mental depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder. This is the substance that you can use for your children when they're out of control, bending your head down, taking a deep breath. It's free. Air is available. But people think, well, air is always available, but not always to the person who takes the ratified energy and bundles it up to chaotic confusion where they begin to forget to breathe. That's right. A number of us have been put on ventilators, life-supporting ventilators, to actually do the breathing for us. But if we remember to breathe every day and don't forget that we learned this from birth and that God gave us the breath of life, then we can gain our energy back and we can renew our spirits, and our minds will not be troublesome and bundled up. We'll be able to receive fresh oxygen. The oxygen that is roaming out in the atmosphere, please don't take it for granted that it will be there for you. Some people have asthma. Some people have obstructions in their lungs, in their vocal cords. They cannot breathe, and they're suffering from mental disorders because of the lack of breath. Now, if we are to make a change in our life, now that we are free and starting all over again, say new rocks or rocks, we're starting over at the beginning. We know that our number is number 8, new beginnings. Then why not start the new beginnings out with a breath of fresh air? Why not understand that with meditation, you can gain your life back again? The oxygen renews the flowing of the blood, giving you fresh new energy, giving you a fresh new start. But you cannot have that getting to breathe. So breathe with me now. Take deep breaths. In and out. Remember that when you're upset, turn to your walls or your corners and take deep breaths. And allow the breath of life to renew you, because it's vital that you should take in oxygen and understand that we need debriefing. We can't be in relationship saying, I didn't cause the breakup. Well, if you're part of a relationship and you share 50% of the relationship, then a portion, if not even 1%, can possibly be your fault. So it's time to debrief, then, you say. Absolutely. It's time to take a look into our karmic records and look at ourselves and see what we can do differently to make our new relationship better. Now, for those of you who are in a relationship, and you jumped into it right away after your divorce, it's not too late. You can regress and look back over your shoulders like the Sankofa bird does, and you can get into a program of learning to breathe again and be with you, because it will be like you and him are freshly coming together again when you learn to breathe together and do meditation with your significant other. The lovemaking becomes much better because you then are at a balancing stage in your life where breathing is not complicated. Do you know that is the hardest thing you'll ever be able to do is to catch your breath? You know how something can take your breath away? Where you say, that took my breath away. When you take a breath away, you lose a bit of your oxygen. And that very moment, you die a little bit. Because without oxygen, you are looking at death. And we want to bring life into our relationships. And in bringing life into our relationship, the breath of air is very, very important. And during this month of yogurt month, you can go out to various different spas and salons, and you could even go online and find those coupons where you can get a free session in learning how to do yoga. Those are breaths that they're teaching you with every position. Now, I put out on the Facebook tons of coupons where you could go in and apply to various different yoga centers. So I'm helping out by talking to you about the exercise of life, and the exercise of life is the breath of air. And the breath of air is not always free. You must understand that when you have struck your lungs, you cannot breathe. It's no longer free for you. It costs you something. Relationships can cost you something. When you get upset, always remember to breathe. Don't get yourself so upset that you forget to breathe. Then you will be overwhelmed and you can't catch your breath. When someone upsets you or distorts you, go into breathing. Go into breathing because it will settle your nerves. It will bring you back to your higher conscious self. And it's very vital, ladies and gentlemen, that you do these exercises to make yourself a better person. Now, let's go back to Callie Howell again and remember the instructions that she gives.
And dancing and freedom. Take the time to remember with your full being that moment of invention before you called it learning. You look anew at the path ahead as it leads you upward. You say to yourself with each step, I really don't know what's ahead. But you realize that you've had years of practice creating your own learning. You are confident. You've developed a power you can use to explore everything that will be available to you. You create even your own meditation. That power, exquisitely expressed in your path, is now accompanying you into a totally new experience. You will use it on the path ahead. As you climb upward, noticing the clear blue sky above, you may feel confident and serene. And with this promise, your heart begins to gently open like a rose, unfolding one petal at a time to reveal a golden center. You begin to sense quite strongly that you are coming to a place in this journey that holds something very important for you. And you seem to long for this place with that same sense of homecoming. As this thought is presenting itself to you, you break from the woods into a clearing. In the middle of the clearing, you can see a high wall that appears to encircle the very side of the mountain you have been climbing. You walk across the clearing and begin to follow the wall, trailing your hand along its rough surface, wondering what's on the other side and looking for an opening. You come to a door and and try in vain to push it open. Then you realize this is a magical door, and you will have to look more carefully for some unique gesture which has meaning for you. It will unlock the door. As the door opens, you feel the same delight you might have felt as a child on Christmas morning when you awoke to open your presents. And you step into a garden that is actually quite familiar. You look at the simple, quiet colors around you in this half-moon-shaped retreat and feel a relief at its simplicity. The large stones, weathered for centuries, are covered with moss and look as if they have always been here to provide a quiet place for you to sit. A few ferns soften the meeting of the wall and the earth, and a scattering of wildflowers grow at the base of an ancient tree whose branches shade this small, quiet space. Your feet sink into the carpet of green grass, and as you look and explore the garden, you discover a beautiful high archway leading into the side of the mountain. You may be very intrigued by this, for you may have believed that the interior of a mountain would be dark and barren. But as you stand looking toward the mountain entrance, you can see the distant splashes of sunlight falling in the interior. You find yourself delightfully surprised that there is something available here, something that is deeply personal and will contribute to an ever-increasing sense of balance, well-being, and wholeness in your life. And with that thought, you find yourself sinking into a deep sense of gratitude and joy at the wealth you are about to explore. That texture of wealth and abundance fills your body as you breathe in the rich fragrance of the garden around you. Before you enter the mountain, you stop and notice that on the path there is a bowl made of bread. And lying beside the bowl is a smooth, warm stick. This bone is very old, and when you pick it up, you feel the imperfect roundness of its shape, which seems to fit perfectly in your hand. As you take the stick and begin to gently stroke the rim of the bowl in a circular movement, the bowl begins to resonate with a sound that engages every cell of your body. You are being struck like a tuning fork and tuned by the frequency of the bowl. As your body vibrates in response to the sound, you feel yourself being infused with a brilliant indigo light. In a state of perfect awareness, you step inside and see yourself in a circular room with high ceilings. Scattered columns of golden light fall on the floor, and as you breathe in the rich solitude, a quiet peace envelops your whole being. The sounds of the world are removed, and you are washed by the silence around you. You may experience a great relief and a deepening quality of completeness as the cares and the pressures of the world drop away
really home. And I hope this will take you to a place where you can go at any time you want. Make sure that you do this and do it frequently as you can.
Somehow you know the center holds great power for you. You may want to place your favorite rug or pillow here, or place small stones in a circle around you, or light a candle, and place it on the floor in front of you. This is a place where you can sit comfortably, feeling fully contained, centered, and grounded.
I hope that I have taken you to another place in your home that you didn't know that could settle you. I hope. I hope.
You hear the sound of bubbling water, and looking to the west, you find a heated stream of mineral water flowing out of the mountain wall itself, cascading into an inviting pool. You see the steam rising from the surface of the water and feel the moisture in the air around you. You intuitively know that this water has magical qualities, and this is a place where you truly transform and concern let go, wash away. You find a comfortable place to undress. And as you gently slip into the healing water, you notice waves of delicious relaxation flow through you as the warm water swirls against your skin.
Just meditate on nothing but pure air, feeling yourself relinquish yourself of all the stress. When you come up out of the deep meditating stage, you will feel refreshed, renewed. And this is what we want to bring you to. Some of you have not let the stress off you for a long time. You've carried the stress around. Now you can relinquish it. Now you can begin to feel.
Refreshed, find a towel and comfortable clothing. Feeling the softness of the fabric against your skin, you look to the north and find that a quiet place to rest has been provided for you. A special place filled with soft pillows and rich carpet that allow you to feel warm and safe. As you recline in this resting place, feeling the comfort around you, the weight of your head against the pillow, the woven textures against your shoulder, you can breathe in our spirit and truly relax. And as you relax, feeling your back sink into discomfort, you know that in this resting place, you are safe.
Thank you so much for going all the way with me on this journey. I hope that this time has been spent wisely and that you can benefit from the meditation that you've gone through and that you'll do this on a daily basis.